Now having number 8, Carly Shusky. And I'm feeling disgusting. You know, I actually used to be an announcer at Fenway Park. I'm making that up. I did it in the late 70s. And I worked with a fellow named Sherm Feller, who was the longtime park announcer at Fenway. Anybody remember Sherm Feller? Do you know that name? Anybody here ever been to Fenway Park?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you went there a few years ago, he died 4 or 5 years ago. He had a big booming voice. And I was his assistant for a number of years. And he had a real big voice. The last game I ever worked for, the Red Sox, was the Buckethead game. Remember the Buckethead game? They were playing the Yankees. It looked like they were going to go to the World Series in 1978. And the Red Sox were winning. And then this guy named Bucky Dent, who had a terrible year, gets up and smashes a grand slam, a home run or something like that. Remember that game? Took it away, the whole deal. I'm Steve Valentine, here from Fall River tonight just to see the show. And I met Fable, actually some of them, Fable, about a year ago at a bar in Bristol. Somebody was associated with him. His mother dated Ringo Starr. That was a big claim to fame. Then I heard this CD and I said, you know, there's more to this group than possibly being indirectly associated, almost, with Ringo Starr. So I hope you check out this CD tonight. Do you all think you know? Ladies and gentlemen,